Welcome to another episode of Living an Ultralife. And this week, I am joined by one of my F3 family, a guy I got to do the Blue Ridge Relay with and found out that he is an incredible stud. And so I'm just excited to be bringing you Piglet. Piglet, you ready to go for a little run or workout or what you want to do, run or workout?
Yeah, man, I'll do either.
There you go.
We can do
You
both.
will. Yeah, there you go. We'll run and work out. Yeah, we'll get into some of the F3 lingo and stuff here in a second.
Yeah.
But yeah, before we get into that, why don't you tell people your real name and what you do when you're not out doing some really awesome workouts and with a really amazing group of people.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, name Shane Kersey. Live in Chesapeake. I've got I'm married. I've got two girls, a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. So they keep me busy most of the time for sure. They work wise, I work at a company called Tech Systems. It's an IT services organization. I'm a director of sales in there. So lead a pretty large sales team working with a lot of the healthcare or the health insurance companies across the country. So get to travel quite a bit. We have an office here in Chesapeake that I go into when I'm here because I try working at home, but my girls still don't really understand the whole personal space thing. They try to barge in when I'm on meetings. So it's usually
I can
easier for me to go
imagine.
into the office.
Yeah, 5 and 3 is not exactly the age of space girls, right?
No, you got to remember to lock your door when you're in here on a meeting.
That's awesome. So how long have you worked for that company?
I started working for them actually right out of college, 2011. So,
Okay.
yeah, it'll be 14 years this August.
And has
Just
that
crazy.
all
I did.
been, have you been in Chesapeake like the whole time or?
Yeah, since I started working. Yeah. So I grew up in Newport News. I went to college at Christopher Newport University and then, yeah, found this job coming out of college. So I knew of the area out here. The office here is in Greenbrier. So that's when I interviewed at and got the job at. So I lived at home for about a month as I was trying to find out where to live out here, but ended up getting an apartment. And then, yeah, I've been in Chesapeake since probably November of 2011.
Wow, that's awesome. And now, is your wife also from Newport News or?
No, she's actually from Kilmarnock, like the northern neck part of Virginia.
Okay, cool.
You're
And
familiar
how
with.
did you guys meet at Christopher Newport or what?
Actually, no. So she went to JMU.
Okay.
So a friend of mine that I went to Christopher Newport with and played baseball with at Christopher Newport, he, about a year after I started working at Tech Systems, he was a year behind me. He graduated and he was looking for a job. And I kind of talked to him about what I was doing. We ended up hiring him. So he ended up working for us and he introduced the two of us. So he was like, hey, you need to meet one of my friends that I grew up with. She was looking at jobs out here. She's a teacher. So she was interviewing in Chesapeake and Virginia Beach and wanted to move out here. So he introduced the two of us and then just all uphill from there.
That's awesome. How
Yeah.
cool. Now, have you always been an athlete? Because you're incredibly athletic.
Yeah, so I've always played sports for sure. Grew up playing baseball, basketball, a little bit of soccer, but really by high school, I was playing baseball and basketball and then went to Christopher Newport to play baseball. So I played baseball there. So yeah, all the way through college.
Wow. And what position did you play?
I played second base.
Okay, cool. That's
Yep.
awesome. So did you continue once you started working, like playing softball and that kind of stuff or what?
I did. Yeah, I did. I didn't love softball, but I played quite a bit. I played for a couple years. We just kind of put an office team together because we had quite a few athletes that played that worked in the office, and that team spun into other teams that some of us kind of moved to and started traveling around and playing more. It ended up getting pretty competitive, and it was just a lot. Like softball, so many games. You play a weekend and it's like 6 or 7 games on a weekend. You're playing weekdays until like 10 o'clock at night. And then what actually was the straw that broke the camel's back for me is I got hurt. I dove for a ball thinking I was still really young, tore my labrum and rotator cuff, had to get surgery. And then, being in a sling from a softball injury, not really being able to work and sleep that well, I was like, this is time to hang him up.
That's wild. And how long ago was that?
That was probably 2016, 2017.
Okay. And now, how did you get introduced to F3?
Yeah, so it's actually a wild story about F3. I've always kind of worked out, you know, playing sports and kind of going to the gym. So really, for a long time, when I first started leaving college, getting into the workforce, I was just a typical going to the gym. I was a member at One Life Fitness. I would go there after work most days, and that was just kind of the workout that I did and enjoyed it. At least I thought I did. It was pretty mundane. I look back on it now, but so when I tore my rotator cuff and labrum, I pretty much had to stop working out for it was 6 months before I could really do anything. But even after the 6 months, it was painful to do any sort of weights or any type of even like push-ups and things. I would be sore for a couple of days. So that's when I actually got into running. I was never really a runner until then, but it was truly the only type of workout that I could do without hurting myself. So
Okay.
yeah, probably 2017, I started running some, stopped being a member of the gym because I really stopped doing weights for probably 2, 3 years. But anyway, so ran a lot. COVID happened, obviously, and then no one was going to gyms or anything, so I was running. We got a Peloton during COVID, just like probably 90% of America
Yeah.
did. So I was riding the Peloton. I was doing some of the Peloton strength training stuff, which was actually pretty good workouts, like with the weights and stuff that they did. So I was in a pretty good workout routine. Well, anyway, one of our biggest customers is Anthem, and their VP of digital is based in Raleigh, and I took him to the President's Cup in 2022. In like September of 2022, late September of 2022. And when I was there, I got to spend a whole day with him and was talking, and he was a pretty in shape guy. And ironically, I know we met at the Blue Ridge Relay, but he was telling me he had just got done with this 200-mile relay out in the Blue Ridge Mountains. And I was like, man, that sounds really cool. And he was telling me about, it's called the Blue Ridge Relay. And I kind of joked with him, and I was like, man, there's no way I know eight other guys that I could convince to go run a 200-mile relay with. And he said, well, there's this group that I work out with. It's called F3. And that's where all the guys came from. And I just asked him a couple more questions. But so it sounded interesting. I was kind of intrigued, but didn't know a lot about it. And I just thought, well, maybe I'll search and see if they have F3 where I live. So I just searched for F3 in Chesapeake. And turns out there's an F3 Hampton Roads. And there was a Sunday workout that was literally 5 minutes from my house at
Wow.
Great Bridge Middle School.
Okay.
So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try this thing. I was very cautious about it though. I was like, a free workout that's just kind of crowdsourced. There's no true, like, no one's certified leading it. I'll give it a shot. So I went, and it was kind of a it was just a running workout. So it was we ran kind of around Chesapeake, and then kind of ran inside the track at Great Bridge Middle School up and down the stadium. From there, it was probably 2 months. I was going 2 to 3 Sundays a month. Like, I liked it, but I wasn't really hooked on it yet.
Right.
And then they just kept telling me about the weekday workouts. But, in my mind, I was like, well, Mount Trashmore is too far away. I don't think I'll go out there to do that. And it's 5:30 in the morning. Like, right now I'm working pretty much from home. I don't have to start my workday until like 9. Getting up and going to work out at 5:30 seems excessive. I can work out at 7.
Right.
But I don't know. For some reason, one day I was like, you know what? I'm going to give this Tuesday morning workout a shot out at Mount Trashmore. It's really it. I thought it was a lot further away than it was. It only ended up being like 17, 18 minutes from my house. So I'm like, that's not really that bad. So I went there, and really after the first workout, I was hooked. I was like, man, this is awesome. Like, first of all, the workout is really good, and 99% of the workouts that I've been to have been really hard, really good workouts. But just the camaraderie of getting out there first thing in the morning, working out with other guys, talking with them after the workout about stuff that they're doing. There's typically some devotion at the end that we call the circle of trust, where, somebody shares kind of something that's going on or shares a Bible verse. And I don't know, it's just little by little, I started getting hooked more and more. And then now here I am going 4 to 5 days a week, and that's pretty much my primary workout.
Yeah, and you lead a bunch of the workouts also, right?
Yeah, lead quite a bit now. The way F3 works is you kind of have AOs, they're called areas of operation. And basically that's when you kind of just pick the site in the day and say, hey, here's, I think we've got more than 20 of them now. I don't even know how many there are, but we've the ones that I mainly go to are Chesapeake City Park, which is the one that I started. So Mondays and Fridays, I'm kind of the leader there. And then I go to Trashmore on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. But yeah, I started an AO on Mondays and Fridays. Now we typically have like 12 to 15 guys that come every Monday and Friday, and it's been awesome.
Cool. So for those of our listeners who aren't familiar with F3, explain a little bit about what F3 stands for and what how it came about and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So F3, the three F's are fitness, fellowship, and faith. Fitness is the first F, and that's really, the workout. All workouts are outdoors. They're all peer led, which at first I thought was really interesting, but now that I've gotten into it, I love it. So it's kind of like a crowdsourced workout. We have a Google sheet that's on our website, and anybody can go in there and grab the cue is what we call it, but that's the lead. So if you grab the cue, that means you're leading the workout that day. Means you're building the workout, and you're building a 45-minute workout for everybody else to do. And that's truly turned into a hobby for me, like building these workouts, building hard workouts, getting, you know, good and positive feedback on the workouts has been awesome. And I think we've got a lot of guys that do that. So the workouts seem to be getting better and better as people are researching more and pairing things up. And now we've got people that go multiple days. So, you know, we'll go to a workout on Monday and we'll do a lot of chest and abs, and, you know, the person leading it Tuesday will be like, all right, today we're gonna do more legs and or shoulders or something. So it's been really cool for that. So all the workouts are outdoor. They're all peer led. The second F is fellowship. So we always try to do, we call them second F events, but there'll be like, we do a lunch once a month. There's happy hours and stuff that we'll do or different things where we'll just kind of just get together as a group and hang out, either just the guys or have the wives and kids come too. And then the third F is faith. It's not any particular religion. It's not a Christian-based organization. It's a faith-based organization. But I would say the majority of people here in Hampton Roads are Christ followers. So a lot of the devotions and stuff that we talk about are from the Bible. But it's awesome. Free. That's the other big thing. There's no fee. You just kind of show up. It's just like any type of run club or anything where you'd meet up with a bunch of guys and go on a run or go work out. That's kind of what it is, just with a lot more structure around it.
Right. And one of the fun things is you get a nickname. So where did Piglet?
Yeah, you get a nickname. So F3 started in Charlotte. It was started by two guys. One of them was, I think they were both in the military, but one of them was pretty long time in the military. So you have like the call signs. You'll see a lot of things if you get involved with F3 that have kind of a military backing. And one of those is a call sign. So the first workout you come to, at the end of it, they'll just ask you about yourself. And as you tell them, then you'll kind of get your call sign or your F3 name. Mine is Piglet because the reason that I'm called Piglet is I grew up in Newport News, but my family lives in Smithfield. I lived in Smithfield, moved to Smithfield when I was a kid. And I swear I said a lot more in my story about what I am and what I do, but I guess that's what really stuck to the group because they thought of Smithfield Hams, and Smithfield Hams turned into Piglet, and that's how it became.
That is so awesome. They're so random. Yeah,
they're all random. Yeah,
somebody that's, said, that's kind "Oh, of the yeah, beauty you're of the it. Guy with the podcast," and I became Hot Mike, and I was like, "Huh? I didn't even say anything about the podcast." It's like, and I walk right. I get home, and you know, my wife asks what happened. I said, "Well, you know, I told her about the workout and everything," and I said, "And I got this nickname, Hot Mike," and she's like, "Cause you're hot," and I was like, I hope not.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So, it was so much fun. So yeah
I would say most people get a really cool nickname. Some aren't great. Mine's fine. It's pretty cool once you get into it. Like it's actually funny at first because there's some guys you'll get to meet and you'll get to know really well. You'll see them multiple days a week, talk all about their families, talk about their life. And then you'll be thinking and you're like, I don't actually remember that guy's real name.
Exactly.
I just think of him as, you know, Sunshine or Scully or whatever. So it's funny.
Well, you know, what's funny is on the Blue Ridge relay that we did, which is, you know, 200-mile relay. And there were six of us, right? Or was eight? No.
I think it was eight
of us. Yeah. Eight of us. So eight of us. We had four in each car. And you know, we all had our different routes and we didn't even see both cars all the time, but
right.
I did not know everybody's name, real name, until I think like when we met up at the finish line.
Right, probably so.
And I was like, cause you know, I'm not that I've only been going to F3 since like the end of May, beginning of June.
Yeah.
And so Ultra said, hey, you want to, you know, sign up for this Blue Ridge relay and, you know, ridiculously long amounts of miles. That just, yeah, I'm all in for that.
Yeah.
And so it was funny. So I literally did not know most people's names. And if you ask me, like, I still struggle with Nuke's name. I know his first name is Don, but there's a lot of people that I probably couldn't tell you what their real name is. So it's awesome.
That's funny.
So tell us a little bit about your fitness journey on F3, because that is mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, just a bit like how it's helped me like get in better shape and be kind of how I am now.
Yes.
Yeah, man, it's it's funny. You talk to people and I mean I will I've told people this now. Like I'll say I played college athletics, I worked out hard in college, but I'm definitely in the best shape of my life right now. And that's a great feeling to have. And I attribute that to F3 100%. And when you think when I think back about how I attribute that to F3, it's funny because it's like they're good workouts, they're hard workouts, but it's not like it's the I'm sure there are other workouts that are great workouts, probably better workouts out there. I don't think I would argue and say F3 is the best workouts by far of anywhere that you can go, but they're really good workouts. And I think you just really the camaraderie that you start building and then the network that you just start to get connected to, I think is what really changed things for me. So I've always worked out a lot and I've always felt like I've been in pretty good shape, but I never really took nutrition seriously until. Truthfully, until probably about 8 or 9 months ago, when I actually started taking it seriously, I never was a terrible eater, but I definitely wasn't a clean eater by any means. And when you start to get around other people that are focused on bettering themselves and focused on health and wellness, and you just start to get little tidbits here and there about what they're doing, and you start to see people, losing weight or gaining a lot of strength, and you're like, man, I feel like I'm working out just as hard, if not harder, than this person. What is the difference, and what are they doing? So for me, it came down to nutrition. And there's a guy that works out with us at the beach. His name's Popeye, and I actually have no idea what his actual name is. And thinking about it now, which is funny. But Popeye, he's in the Navy, and he was just talking about how like his he's like the main thing I go by is I only eat things that are of the earth. He's like, and that means that I eat, meats and nuts and grains and stuff, but I eat nothing processed and I try to focus on protein, which seems so simple, but I started doing that and started kind of getting more focused on protein, making sure my protein numbers were up. And then I started seeing success there. And then the challenges that they like, I would have never like the Blue Ridge Relay when I talked to my customer sounded really cool. There was no way that I could have done that back in 2022 when I met with him. But when you have a group of guys and there's seven other guys that are like, hey, we're doing this and we're doing it in 6 months. It really pushes you to get yourself ready and drive it. So the motivation and just the accountability from others, I think, is what really helps with the fitness.
Yeah. And during the Blue Ridge Relay, I realized you are an incredibly strong runner. So where is that just a byproduct of the clean eating, the workouts? Where has that come from?
Yeah, I think so. It's definitely a byproduct of the workouts. And then I think once we actually started, even when I say I started running after I tore my labrum and rotator cuff, I was running like 3 miles, like that, kind of the typical, the average that most people go for a run. They think of going for a 5K. That was kind of what I would do. And that was my run. But as I started getting more into F3 and there started to be some of these bigger runs that we started doing and some of the Blue Ridge Relay stuff, that's when I started pushing myself more. So I was like, all right, if we're going to start running these legs, I need to get up to 4 miles, 5 miles, 7 miles, 10 miles. And yeah, I think a combination of, doing the F3 workouts and there being a lot of cardio in that, losing a lot of the weight that I had, like I thought I was in really good shape, a year ago, but a year ago I was, 25 pounds heavier than I am now. And I'm way stronger now than I was then too. So like losing some of the weight and helping some of that, but just the more and more that I ran, the better I felt like I got. So it's just kind of pushed me to keep going and going. So even though I do have 3, 4 to 5 days a week, I still try to set aside at least 1 to 2 days a week for like a long run that I just do here at home. And I'll go, I live right by the Veterans Bridge in
Okay.
Chesapeake. So, my favorite run is just to kind of take a run out and go over that bridge and through those neighborhoods and back around. So I still focus on that too.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, 'cause the hardest leg of the Blue Ridge Relay, you ran, had a lot of vert, and you crushed it. Didn't you average like 9 minute miles or better?
Yeah, I think that was my leg. Yeah, it was like right at 9 minutes.
Wow. And I mean, we were all
And it was
blown
up
away.
way uphill. Yeah.
This was not like the first leg you did on fresh legs. This was the second day,
My last leg,
tired, lack of sleep,
yeah.
and Yeah, you just crushed it. I just remember getting the report, because we were waiting. I think you were the la I you were I don't know if you were the one that handed off to our van or not, but I remember just hearing the reports about where your progress, and I'm going, holy smokes, the dude is absolutely crushing this leg. And yeah, it was very impressive.
Yeah, man. I think, that's one of my favorite that I don't think I ever want to stop running and doing things like this after. And this is not a thing I've done forever. We've been talking about this is only a couple of years and really, really only a year of running distances like this. But there's nothing else in my mind. Like, I love the workouts. It's great to start being able to lift heavier weights and move up and stuff like that. But in my mind, there's really nothing better and more testing to your body to going out there and putting it through something like that of, hey, I'm gonna run, four different legs, and my last leg's gonna be 7 miles up a mountain. And I'm just gonna force my brain that this is normal and I'm gonna get to the top of this thing as fast as possible. Like, there's nothing else where you can do that, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Now you're not quite done with relays yet, are you?
I'm not, I'm doing, we're doing the Blackbeard relay here in 2 months, 2 months from today, I
Yeah,
think.
end of March, right?
Yep.
So now how many of you are doing you're doing the full 100-mile relay, right?
We're doing the 100-mile relay. Yep, we've got a team of six.
Okay, awesome. So what will be the longest leg on that one?
So I have the 11-mile leg that's over the Bass Knight Bridge, and
Awesome.
then I have a 9.9-mile leg. So this one, the Blue Ridge, was 200 miles. Obviously, that one was overnight, and I think we had four legs. This one, we each have two legs, a little bit longer, so 11-mile and close to a 10-mile. My favorite thing about this one, though, is we'll be done before we have to go to sleep, so we don't have to sleep in the woods.
I was gonna say, yeah, this one, you guys should blitz this one. So who is your team of six for this one?
Yeah, so what's actually interesting about that is you probably haven't even worked out or met any of the guys from this one, because they're all guys that work out on our Monday and Friday workout. But
Oh, cool.
it's me, a guy, Archie, that's been working out with us for a while. He works out at Trash Bar some too, so you may have met him. But then me, Archie, Turkey Trot, Double Play, Trinket, and Jungle. So that can give
That's
everybody some
awesome.
insight into some F3 names.
Cool. Well, I will tell you, because obviously I've done Blackbeards once and Swami Shuffle twice. So I've done this route a bunch of times, and you're absolutely gonna love that whole leg where you go over the Bass Knight Bridge. Are you going to what, like p just over the bridge or?
I think I actually go, I think the bridge is like right in the middle of my leg. So I
Okay,
think
so
I've
you
got a
go to the
couple miles
Pea Island
past it.
Visitor Center.
Yes, I think you're right.
Okay, cool. You're gonna love it.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
It's gonna be awesome.
I'm
And
excited to
then
not have ele the elevation besides the bridge as well, but
Oh
it'll be interesting. I'm sure it'll be windy, so it'll be a new thing to
yeah. End of March, you'll have some wind, may even get some moisture just to, get your feet wet.
Yep, exactly.
There you go. That is so cool. So do you plan on doing any runs like races on your own, or pretty much just grooving with the F3 relay type things?
Yeah, I'm starting to dabble a little bit. I'm interested to see how things go. So I'm doing the Blue Ridge race that we did was probably my favorite event that I've ever done. Like, just the being on a team, trying to do things together, running was great. So I want to always do relays. I think that's awesome. So I'm going to keep doing those. But I am, so I'm doing the sun up to sundown
Oh, cool.
50K
Okay.
in what, February? It's a couple weeks away. So that one is the one at First Landing. It's a 5K every hour for 10 hours.
It's
So that'll
fun.
be kind
You'll
of my
enjoy it.
first foray into doing one on my own. So we'll see what happens. Ultra keeps trying to, pull me into some other stuff. I'm a little bit hesitant.
I know you should come do the Virginia Run for Cancer
Got the
24 hour
24
with
hour
us.
one.
Yep.
Yeah, he sent me that one. I told him I'm interested in it. I was like, let me see how my body holds up at this 50K.
Yeah, because we're on a team, so
Yep.
there's a team of us that are going out and doing it, and it gets to be really fun, and you get to see just how much you can endure.
I know this sounds crazy, but you obviously you said it and you've done these things too, so you're in the same boat. But I am excited is probably not the right word, but it's the word that comes to mind. I'm interested and excited to see where the limits of my body go and when it starts to break down.
Yeah, so I just turned 60, and I tell people I've been looking for that point where your body just breaks down and you can't move another muscle, and I haven't found it yet. So, I can go for really long, and I haven't figured out how long I can go before it's just like, whew, I can't go another step. So it's
That's
a good
awesome.
feeling.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's segue a little bit because I think this is one of the things that fascinates me about F3. Let's talk about family and like your relationship within your family. Have you seen changes in your relationship with your wife and your children since you started working out with F3?
Yes, I have. I definitely have, which is kind of crazy to say, right, for a workout group. But I don't know. There's something. So it's like you go through at least the phase of life that I'm in, right? I'm mid-30s. When I try to think back on just how my life has been, it's like I kind of have always been focused on the next thing throughout my whole life, right? It's like you're in high school to try to get to college, and I wanted to play baseball in college, so I did that. And then when you're in college, it's like, all right, I need to get a good job. And then you get a good job, you're like, I gotta buy a house. And then you get married, you're like, we're gonna have kids. But there's this point that you get to, and it's kind of like, all right, you've got the house, you've got the kids, you're kind of done having kids. And I was in this kind of weird spot where I'm like, what is next? Like, what do I do? Like, I didn't have a next thing. Like, I didn't know what was like. Work was going really good, kids are great, wife is great, house is great. I felt kind of stuck, if I'm honest. And I don't think I really realized it at the time. I've told people before, like, God brought me to F3 before I actually needed it. But I came to F3, I did some of those workouts, loved the workouts, but I was still kind of like half in, half out. But I had this weird thing happen to me probably end of 2022. I was working out and I pinched a nerve in my neck. And when I pinched that nerve in my neck, it was like the weirdest pain I've ever had. It wasn't even pain. It just like my I had these weird stints where like I felt like my left hand would go numb, and
Oh,
I would
wow.
wake up in the middle of the night, and like my whole arm would be like completely asleep, and I couldn't get it to wake up. And this lasted for like 2 months, and I kind of went down this weird spiral of a health journey where I felt like something was more wrong than it was. And I kept like digging for answers and be like, why is this happening? Is something seriously wrong? And I stopped working out, stopped going to F3. Probably became distant from my family with some of this stuff too, because I was just like worried and concerned about what was going on. But throughout that time, several of the F3 guys would consistently reach out to me, and people that I didn't even know that well, like Scully, who you probably have met, is just such a genuine guy. Sunshine, McGruff, some of these people that have been around for a long time. It was at least once a week, one of them would reach out. Hey, how you doing? You feeling better? We miss seeing you out there. And finally, I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna come back out here. I'm gonna try to do this. And F3 really pulled me out of that slump, because it was one of the things where I could come out and challenge myself every day. And then I was like, all right, I'm getting better. So my health is actually better than I think. The neck thing kind of started working its way out. The numbness and stuff stopped. It must have been a pretty bad pinched nerve, but all of that started going away. I started getting better and better and better. And it really kind of pulled me out of, I don't know if I would say I was in a full on depression, but like it was kind of linking into that. Like I was getting to that point, and F3 pulled me out of that to get me to where I am now, which has definitely made me a better husband and better father. And it's really helping me to just enjoy the moment. Like there doesn't have to be a next thing. Like today's really good. Let's have a really good day today. And that's okay that there's no huge milestone you need to check off next. But having a 50K in 2 weeks is a pretty fun milestone to focus on.
Yep, absolutely. That's awesome. I love hearing the stories of this group pulled me out of something, because I've heard Ultra talk about it and finding out that this is just such a solid group of men who are genuinely into you just being a part, and there's like no expectations that you've got to do this, you've got to do this, or you've got to do this. It's just, hey, show up, work out, enjoy the fellowship, and here's a devotion thing that's going to help you get through life. And I love it. It's good stuff. It's very, very solid stuff.
I've built some of the best friendships that I have at F3, and a lot of friends that I had that were outside of F3, I brought them to F3, and they're working out there now too. And it's like we have that time in the morning where we get to hang out. We always bring coffee and have it afterwards. Sometimes we stay and have coffee for an hour and just talk out in the parking lot. And that turns into sometimes the best parts of my day are just sitting out in a parking lot drinking coffee with some other guys. But there's something about from 5:30 to 6:30 in the morning, your phone's not ringing, work doesn't need you, your family's still sleeping, you're just kind of there you're working out and you really realize how much relationship with other men is helpful. And you know, these guys at F3, they really want to build a relationship. They hold you accountable. We'll share each other with what our, you know, what we're going through. We'll share what our goals are, whether they're fitness goals, whether they're personal goals. And people ask about them. They want to know how you're doing. Yeah, I mean, the workout's great, but the accountability and the friendships that I've built, like that's something I can never stop. Sometimes I go to bed just like I'm like, man, I can't wait to wake up and go work out tomorrow morning, and even if it's 17 degrees.
Which it will be tomorrow morning.
Right.
Actually, you missed. I was out at Trashmore today, and nobody else was there.
Were
And then I
you?
got kicked off the mount.
Well, that's what I heard. I think they had to go to like some side parking lot over there because the parking lot was closed.
Yeah,
When they
they
were
closed
there,
it.
you were probably just in, they were down a side street.
Yeah, I was up running on top of the hill doing my regular Wednesday, hill workout and everything, and all of a sudden this dude comes up on the sled on the four wheeler and he's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Running." And he's like,
Hilarious.
"The park's closed." So let's start wrapping this thing up. The name of the podcast, Living an Ultra Life.
Yep.
So when you hear that, what's the first kind of thing that pops into your head?
I mean, the first thing that pops into my head is just, you know, I think I'll go back a little bit to what I said about kind of always being on the next thing. We live in this world and in society where you're kind of brought up that way, where it's like, what's next? You know, I mean, at work, at home, everybody's multitasking and running from one thing to the other. And when I think of living the ultra life, I just think of enjoying the moment, seeing all the good and everything that's happened. Like things are so good. And that's what I had to take a step back and look at. It's like, I have all these things. I'm worried about my health. I worry about this. And it's like, life is so good. We're living in such a great time. I have a great family. We have a great house. I'm in great shape to be out here and do a workout. So it's like, when I think of living the ultra life, I think of just being in the moment and enjoying where you're at right now and not worrying about tomorrow until tomorrow.
That is perfect. That is the absolute perfect way to end this podcast. Piglet, thank you so much. This has been a blast.
Yeah, man, thank you.
Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time on Living an Ultra Life.